the darkness at thy speaking, it was done.
Welcome to Sermons from Zion Lutheran Church of Gwinner, North Dakota. Zion Lutheran Church is committed to the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and the world. The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
A reading from 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh, we regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. O Lord, have mercy on us. In the name of Jesus, amen. We love the many names and the many titles that we ascribe and call Jesus. Names such as Lord, Savior, Redeemer, Christ, Shepherd, Lamb, Light of the World, I Am, Prophet, Priest, and King, to name just a few. But what about this name for Jesus? Sin. Yes, sin. What about that name for Jesus? Sin. You see, Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:21 that God made him who had no sin to be sin for us. It seems almost blasphemous, does it not, to say it? But it is true. Jesus was made to be sin for us, for you, and for me. We marvel at Christmas time, at the descent of the Son of God from the glory of heaven into human flesh. That is the message of Christmas. The fact of the incarnation, it actually demands our awe and our wonder hearing about how the Son of God came to us. But the descent of the Son of God was not complete at his birth. Not at all. You see, he plunged further still by living and walking in the sin-stained roads of earth with us. You see, Jesus radically identified with us when he was baptized in that sin-filled waters of the Jordan River by John the Baptist. Martin Luther actually believed that it was there at the Jordan that Jesus took upon himself the sin of mankind, and then from that point forth carried it all the way to the Garden of Gethsemane and then into the darkness of Mount Calvary. Our sin on him. Indeed, Jesus was made to be sin for us. Paul goes on in verse 21 from our reading this evening to reveal why Jesus was made to be sin. And that reason is so that we, yes, you and me, that we might become the righteousness of God. Jesus was made to be sin, so that our name and that our title might be changed from sinner to saint. Because Jesus was made to be sin, in him we might become the righteousness of God. This is called the Great Exchange. It is a divine exchange. In his legendary novel, A Tale of Two Cities, Charles Dickens wrote of a young Englishman trapped in the hatred and violence of the French Revolutionary War. He was captured by revolutionaries, and the man was sentenced to death by guillotine. But just before his scheduled execution, he was visited by a French friend who bore the incredible resemblance of the doomed man. After the guard had let the other Frenchmen in. Well, they exchange clothes. Moments later, the guard unknowingly escorted the Englishman to safety while his French friend was executed in his place. It's an extraordinary exchange. Jesus is the friend of sinners, and he clothed himself in our sin, and he clothes us in his righteousness. That divine exchange means death for Christ and life for us. In his commentary to the epistle, this epistle commentary to the Galatians, Martin Luther once wrote on this, saying this. He says, all the prophets of old said that Christ should become the greatest transgressor, the greatest murderer, the greatest adulterer, the greatest thief, blasphemer that ever was or ever could be on earth. When he took the sins of the whole world upon himself, Christ was no longer an innocent person. He was a sinner, burdened with the sins of Paul, the blasphemer, burdened with the sins of Peter, who denied Christ, burdened with the sins of David, who committed adultery and murder and gave the heathen occasion to laugh at the Lord. In short, Christ was charged with the sins of all men, that he should pay for them with his own blood. The curse struck Jesus. The law found him among sinners. He, Jesus, was not only in the company of sinners, he had gone so far as to invest himself with the flesh and blood of sinners. So the law, it judged and it hanged him for sinners. Now, my friends, think about this. Think about the collective guilt of humankind throughout all of history, and include in all that all the cruelty of all the wars, all the crimes, all the murders, the Holocaust, every other terrible act ever committed against humanity. Then add to that guilt all of the other injustices that have ever occurred, including the false accusations and all the lies that have ever been told. Add to that the guilt of all the deeds of hate and envy and pride and gossip that has ever or will ever occur. Then on top of that, add all the guilt for all the ways people have neglected to show kindness, offer help, or give of themselves to their neighbor. Add to that already huge package the guilt of all the unclean, unkind, and imperfect thoughts that anyone has ever committed. And finally, add to that guilt all of your sin, your sins of thought, word, and deed. Now, take all of this guilt, this huge packet, all that we've talked about, all of these sins, all the other sins that have ever occurred throughout the centuries of time, and pack it into one big bundle of guilt, and then take that huge bundle and put it on the back of Jesus. That is what occurred at Mount Calvary. That is what occurred in Christ. Our sin to him, his righteousness to us. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us. God made him who was pure, without spot and without blemish. God made him who was perfect in every way to be that package of sin. Jesus became my sin. Jesus became your sin. And then to top it all off, God judged Jesus to be guilty of the whole package and to die the death that he died. The weight of that, the horror, the dread, the enormity of all of it is incomprehensible. In fact, it caused Jesus to cry out to his Father these famous words, my God, why have you forsaken me?" The eternal Creator, the Son of God, the second member of the Trinity, knew for the first time the full fury and the full wrath of the Father for sin and the incomprehensible despair that accompanied it. As repulsive as it may sound to us, it is only in this truth, this great exchange, that Jesus was made to be sin. In fact, in this great exchange where Jesus was made to be sin, this is exactly where our hope and our salvation is found. So, my dear friends, tonight we know that the reason why Jesus was born was to be made sin for you and for me and for the entire world. He was born to be accused. He was born to be devoured and damned for you and for me and for the whole world. All of this happened. It happened so that through Christ, the crucified, all the evils of the human race, all the evils of the devil and hell itself could actually die in Christ. For by Jesus' death, he killed all of this evil once and for all. He said the words, "It is finished." He did this. He did this for you. He did this for me. He did this for the world, and he considered it well worthwhile. Indeed, Jesus was born to serve you. He was born to live for you, and he was born to be made sin for you, so that in him, yes, in him, you might become the righteousness of God. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon. You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog at www.pastormattrichard.org. Or visit Zion Lutheran Church's website at www.ziongwinner.org. The Lord bless and keep you.